would like to welcome a new sponsor to Satellite Sisters. Liz, you know, we say Satellite Sisters is a pep talk for modern women.
We do, Leanne.
But now we have a sponsor that is a daily pep talk in your pocket.
Awesome.
That is the Shine app. Every weekday, Shine sends you a motivational text and audio clip to help you start your day feeling like, I got this, man.
What, you don't start every day like that?
I do not. But I have enjoyed the Shine app. I like hearing from them.
Me too.
I like checking in every day. I don't know. It makes me feel happy, doesn't it?
Yes. That's what we're here for.
All
and
right.
That's what they're here for.
And this isn't some groovy live, laugh, love thing, Liz. You know, we got enough of that. All their advice is research-based. Shine will help you handle whatever the world throws at you with self-compassion. And the app comes with a 7-day audio challenge to help you grow on the go.
Oh,
I wish we had
like
thought of that
idea.
Line. Grow on the go. All right. If you want to try Shine, download the Shine app today at the App Store or Google Play. Go to shinetext.com/sisters to get 50% off Shine Premium. You get access to the entire Shine audio library and enjoy other exclusive features. That's shinetext.com/sisters to get 50% off Shine Premium. shinetext.com/sisters. You are listening to Satellite Sisters. Welcome to our fall season 2014. I'm Leanne Dolan here in Pasadena, California. It's the Tuesday show, so I'm joined by my sister, Julie Dolan, in Dallas, Texas. Julie, we're back. We're back.
We're back, Leanne. We're tan. We're rested. We're ready to go. We have so much to talk about, right?
That you should hear the lineup. I mean, today we're full. We were actually putting things on the back burner for next Tuesday because we couldn't fit it all in. We're, of course, going to do a short review of the month of August around the world with Julie Dolan. More news from the fashion world from our fashion Bible. Chicos, we have You Wanted It. We're going to review it. The first couple of episodes of Outlander. Stay with us for Sister Sassenach. And then we have a lot of exciting personal news, you know, a lot of good personal news coming up.
Yes.
So and then we're going to talk about Ray Rice and the NFL and that whole debacle. But first, Julie, let's just talk. Can you review what's happened over the last 5 weeks for everybody?
All right, Leanne. Well, Leanne, let's start. Well, let's make a promise to ourselves that we never, ever take the month of August off again. Okay. We can't do that. Okay. Because we were gone for 1 month hiatus and the world has gone to the hell in a handbasket. Am I not right?
You're right. But I was thinking just the opposite. Like, thank goodness that would have been a month's worth of terrible shows. So I'm always taking August off. I'm taking August off forever.
All right. But do you realize, like, in July, we didn't really know what ISIS, ISIL, in Great Britain, they call it IS. We didn't even know what that was,
no.
Did we?
Nope.
I mean, we had just, it was just sort of faintly in the background. We had never heard about that. Do you realize that when, at the beginning of August, our arch enemy, Syria, because, you know, they have chemical weapons and they cross the red line and we've been trying to oust the president Assad there. Okay. They are now our friends, Liam. They're on our side. Okay.
True.
1 month later. Okay. Iran, again, another arch enemy, right? That they have started their own nuclear weapons program. We have had sanctions on them. Okay. They're now on our side too. 1 month that happened while we were not on the air. Total switcheroony there. Okay.
All new BFFs. I hadn't really thought about it that way.
It's sort of head spinning, but I think, you know, that because this was the month that we really heard and we saw that dominate the news, that ISIL or ISIS or whatever you want to call it, and just that they have taken over most of Iraq, parts of Syria. They have hundreds of thousands of people that are now refugees in northern Kurdistan. They have, you know, we witnessed, I mean, I couldn't watch that, but those terrible beheadings
awful.
The American journalists. I mean, that
beyond
they
words.
Have
yeah, beyond words. Really.
They have come on, you know, with a force so strong, you know, and so well organized. I even had a conversation with our sister Liz, just the phone conversation with, like, ISIS or ISIL, who is their marketing director? Because you, every shot you see, they have those incredible flags. They have placards, you know, they have all of our American tanks and American weapons, and they're just charging across Iraq and Syria. I mean, it is, you know, it is frightening. It's stunning. It's terrifying. I know the president is going to talk about it tomorrow, but one of the other totally constant themes over the last month, Leanne, was that, you know, well, let's let the Kurds take care of it. These are the Kurdish people in northern Iraq. You know, let's arm the Kurds. How many times did you hear that in the month of August, Leanne? A lot, right?
A lot, yes.
A lot. Well, you know that I know more about Kurdistan than your average bear.
Yes.
For a couple of reasons. Number one, I've been to Kurdistan twice. My husband has worked in the region for many years, and they are one of the things that when you visit that area of Iraq is that you're really struck with the tolerance that the Kurds have for other religions. The Kurdish people are the largest ethnic group without a homeland, and they will tell you that. They are in northern Iraq, they're in Syria, and they're in Iran. And all they really want is a homeland. But when you visit Kurdistan, you know, you are able to go to Chaldean churches. You're able to see Jewish temples and mosques, and that they have a much greater tolerance, religious tolerance, than in other areas of the Middle East. And they're also known as fierce fighters. The Peshmerga are known as fierce fighters, but they don't have any weapons, Leanne. Mm. I mean, all the weapons, it appears, that ISIL has, and the United States has not been effective in getting weapons to the Kurds. And the short history of the Kurds, that the only reason I'm mentioning it is because this will be the third time that the United States in recent history has gone to the Kurds and asked them to fight a battle for us. They did it in the early 70s. Henry Kissinger went to Kurdistan and wanted them to rise up against Saddam Hussein. And the Kurds started to do that. And then at the last minute, Henry Kissinger made a deal with Iran, and the Kurds were out. And this is when Saddam Hussein came into northern Iraq and gassed the Kurdish people.
Okay.
So if you really, if you want to talk about someone that's totally hated in northern Iraq, mention Henry Kissinger. I mean, again, with the first George Bush, he made promises to the Kurds. He wanted them to rise up against Saddam Hussein during the first Gulf War. And once again, they didn't receive the backing from the United States. And they almost, they were forced way up into the mountains. They were, their population was almost decimated. But at the last minute, they created this no-fly zone that they've had in effect for many years. But If we're going to use the Kurds again to help us fight this ISIS or ISIL force, we have to really back the Kurds. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so I know that's a lot, Leanne, but I think it's important for people to know that the United States hasn't always lived up to their promises with the Kurdish people, and the Kurds are willing to fight these terrorists because they were 25 miles from their regional capital. And they're good fighters and they can do it, but they have to be armed and we have to live up to our promises. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to believe you on that one.
Okay. All right.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow. We love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going.
Oh.
Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, a youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code Sad Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code Sad Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up. And you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling
sure.
there
yes.
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because yeah. it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
The other one you need to believe me on
yeah.
is, can we talk about Putin? Can we talk about the Ukraine? Didn't I make that prediction? I know we're
it
only
was
the
a terrible
satellite.
Month. Now that you're talking, it was another terrible month. You did make the prediction, Julie. Yes, you were absolutely right. You're absolutely
right. I mean, the facts are that in the month of August, Putin has started a war. He didn't declare it, and it was unprovoked. He shot down a commercial airliner, Leanne, right? He's taken over territory. He's killed innocent people. And now he has the gall to put forward a peace plan, Leanne, a peace plan. He's never going to give back that territory. And he's got plans for other areas because we're not doing anything. So that is something. There is so much going on with the Middle East and with Ukraine. Haven't we sort of stopped talking about Israel and Gaza? I mean, we're not even, and that was all happening this past month in August. Okay. Yes. And Leanne, something that I mean, I don't know that we even have room to like think about it and worry about it. But do you realize Boko Haram, which is another Islamic terrorist group operating in Nigeria, they are systematically capturing villages and taking over large swaths of territory in Nigeria right now,
right.
in the month of August.
Right.
Yikes. Okay. And because I think Al-Qaeda feels badly that ISIS is getting so much attention, they also announced this past month that they're opening up a new big branch in Asia, you know, because they just...
in India. Yes, they're opening up some branches in India. So I didn't mean to laugh, but it did seem like they were like, no one's paying any attention to us.
No one's paying attention.
It's not the slightest, none of this is the slightest bit funny, but it just is... unbelievable that this is the world we live in where people are fighting for TV time to get their message of brutality out. Yeah.
And Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah. Right? That was that demoralized me. That demoralized me, that entire situation.
I know, where a whole, where a young man is dead and a town exploded. And it's head spinning, Leon, to keep all of these terrible and traumatic developments going on. So,
and then we had the Ebola thing. That was the same week. The Ebola. Yes, yeah. That was, yes, yeah.
Yes. So that was a lot. And then out of left field, what the heck is going on in Scotland, Leon?
Okay.
I know this is more your territory, but Scotland in the next couple of weeks is going to vote to go it alone. They want to secede from the United Kingdom, Leon.
Yeah, I have to say, this I'm excited about. That for me was one of the few positive glimmers of hope stories in August. I had not really been following Scottish independence on a daily basis, but once, Outlander fever caught and we were following that, and then the story of Scottish independence surfaced, I was like, okay, now we're in business. That sounds fantastic. I am all for it. Yes, Scotland, or Scotland, yes, whatever their motto is. I say yes, go for it. What do you think?
Yeah. And why is it you're in favor of an independent Scotland, Leon?
We did it 200 years ago. It worked out for us. I can see why you don't want to be under anyone's thumb anymore. I think we should applaud these independent acts. I like British people as much as the next, but Scottish people have their own country and their own history and their own strengths and weaknesses. I say go for it. Get yourself a guy on a horse in a tricorn hat and go for it, Scotland.
Okay. You heard it.
Slap on those kilts, get some broadswords, and go for it.
Okay, Leon.
I don't know. I know economists have a different point of view, Julie.
Yes, they think it's kind of going to mess things up, Leon.
Yeah.
It may crater the British pound. And who knows what will really happen. I mean, part of the independence move is really out of economic anxiety, that Scots believe they can do it better by themselves than being part of this larger bureaucracy. But let's hope it doesn't start a worldwide movement, Leon. California, are you going by your own?
Well, we're not under British thumb in California.
The British thing. Okay. All right, Leon.
I mean, I can see why they're a little tired of it. And it's been a sketchy history for those two countries. And why not give it a whirl, independence, And then get so falls Ireland and so falls Wales. That'll be fun. It'd be great.
But Leon, there's no going back. That's the thing. If you decide to leave the United Kingdom, you are never getting back. Mark my words, Leon.
I know.
Never getting back in.
I'm sure that's what the Ukrainians thought, Julie. I'm sure we're never going back was their country motto. And look what's happened. So I don't know. Maybe it's good to mix it up. And I did watch a very informative video produced by the BBC about what celebrities say about Scottish independence. That's part of my...
Because that's really what they are such guiding lights for all real issues. Yes.
I'm happy to report that Jamie from Outlander, the actor Sam Heughan, who plays Jamie, is all for Scottish independence, as is actor Alan Cummings, someone I really, really enjoy, who I think is very talented. So it's good enough for me.
I think they're both. I mean, Alan has a new movie and Outlander is a big series. So this is really just a PR stunt, do you think, Leon?
Apparently independence? Alan Cummings has been is speaking out on this for years. So there you go. He feels very deeply about this. And I feel very deeply about him. He's multi-talented, Julie. I believe he has an Emmy and a Tony. So.
Well, those are some credentials, Leon.
Yes. Okay. So I don't care what those economists in the New York Times say.
Okay. Well, Leon, if that wasn't enough, if Scotland wasn't enough, I thought I was going to, my eyeballs were going to pop out when I read the big story coming from the creator of Hello Kitty, that Hello Kitty is not a cat, Lynn?
I didn't even understand that. First of all, it was the only cat I liked. And so now I can honestly, that's the only, my kind of cat, Hello Kitty. And then they said, no, it's really just a girl with a cat face, which I find so disturbing that it has sucked my enjoyment out of Hello Kitty 100%.
I know, Leon. And the fact that they like were lying to us since 1974, that's when Hello Kitty started. She started as a little coin purse in Japan. Okay.
Yeah.
And she became this worldwide phenomenon as a cat.
As a cat.
Not as what she now is being. Yes. Now she's being revealed that she was actually a British girl named Kitty White with a whole backstory. Did you know that?
She is a Scorpio.
She loves apple pie. She has a twin and she's a perpetual third grader. It's just wrong.
I know. It's just, I don't know why they felt the need to say that. I enjoyed Hello Kitty. And now I don't even know what to make of Hello Kitty.
All in all, just an incredibly awful month on both serious and silly topics. I don't know what happened to the month that there was so much news like that. The one story, though, that I think has lightened our mood and springboarded us into the fall is just the wonderful, wonderful news that Kate is pregnant. Isn't that wonderful?
How unexpected was that? I mean, I really was not looking for another, royal heir for a couple of years, but she just went for it. Good for her. I think that Morning Sisters is maybe so awful that she just wants to get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think she's in the 2%. She doesn't have the normal morning sickness that many of us had. She is like vomiting all the time. That's her condition. So that sounds pretty awful. So I know there's about half the world that doesn't care about the next royal heir, but there is half the world that does care deeply. And I believe that the Satellite Sisterhood is certainly in the camp that we're going to be cheering Kate on. We hope that she feels better and just really good for her.
Right. Good for them. They just
She did it. Maybe it's part of the Scotland vote.
Yes. I know that is true. It could be that why Scotland? Why would you want to leave? You won't be able to participate in things like this. Joy over a royal baby. I know. I think they're over it, though. They're over it. I have to say, I am rooting for two boys. So just as the mother of two boys, I'm rooting for two boys. All right. When we come back, we have more baby news. Yes, this time it's personal. But first, this message from Audible. Hi, Satellite Sisterhood. It's Leanne here. And I want to thank Audible for supporting Satellite Sisters. Many of you have already taken advantage of the great offer to download a 30-day trial of Audible and get your free audiobook download when you sign up today. Yay! Don't you love it? Don't you enjoy listening to audiobooks just as easily as you listen to a podcast? If you're interested, if you haven't gotten on board yet, you can sign up today and still get that free audiobook. It's audiblepodcast.com/sisters, audiblepodcast.com/sisters. You'll find all the information you need there to download your free audiobook today. Maybe you want to try what I'm doing. I am going back to school with Audible. That's right. It was time for me to get my student hat back on. I signed up for the great courses, or signed up, I downloaded the great courses. I'm listening to a 12-hour lecture series called Heroes and Legends, the Most Influential Characters of Literature. Loving it. Thank you, Professor Thomas Shipley. I love listening to your brilliant lectures about people like Elizabeth Bennet and Odysseus and Bilbo Baggins, and I don't have to take any tests. I just get all the enjoyment of learning, none of the pain of test taking. So join me, go back to school with Audible this year. Find it at audiblepodcast.com/sisters. Thanks, Audible. We're back. We're the Satellite Sisters. All right, Julie. It's been a rough couple of weeks. We know that. But personally for you, a triumph. What happened?
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters' promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leon here, and we want to thank Pros for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Pros is getting rave reviews.
Leon, I am not surprised. You have been on that Pros hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leon Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, Pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leon's, okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, Pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leon and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And Pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, Pros.
Joyously, and I have a new, absolutely beautiful granddaughter named Josephine. How about that?
Yeah, Josephine, way to
Josephine,
go.
Josephine arrived on September 4th. She's absolutely beautiful. She's doing fine. Mama's doing fine. Papa's doing fine. And Nana is packing her bags and heading to New York, Leon, because I'm going to get my hands on that baby. And I'm going to be taking my assignment, as I like to call it. I'll be in residence with the new family next week, helping out. And I'm really looking forward to it.
That is exciting. You know, Julie, when I thought about it, I can't believe you have four grandchildren.
I have a full-on Nana, Leon, and I'm loving every moment of it. I think grandchildren are irresistible, and really, you just can't get enough of them. So, and I feel like I'm getting even better. With each child, I've honed and perfected my systems of grandmothering. So, So I think Josephine's really going to take advantage of it.
Any insight into the derivation of the name, where that came from, or have you been able to communicate really at all with the parents?
Yes, no, I have. As you know, Leanne, the backstory was the young, thoughtful parents did some thinking after the birth of the baby, right?
Yes.
It was 36 hours before they named that baby, Leanne. But they picked Josephine because they like it. I think that's the best reason. And
yeah,
they took one look at that baby, or maybe it was more than one look at that baby, and decided that Josephine was the way to go.
Perfect. So. Yeah, that's how we picked Colin. We just liked it. There was no connection to anything forward or backward or anything like that. Just liked the name very much. So my older son has a family name, but it's nice just to make up your own name for your own child. Well, Julie, that is exciting. We know you're a possible then for next Tuesday, because you actually will be on Nana duty. So we'll figure something out for the Tuesday show.
I might be whispering when we're doing the show, but yeah. I'm taking all my equipment. I hope to have a full report for you next week. Yes.
Very exciting. And then I, of course, had another life milestone myself. I finally sent my older son to college. Yay.
Man. How many years have you been talking about sending this child to college?
The journey was nuts. The only good thing I keep saying is the journey didn't cost us a lot of money. That's what I keep saying. He didn't go somewhere and spectacularly flail out, and then we had to scramble. It just took him a while and many applications to figure out what his path was. I chronicled it all on the College Bound Chronicles, only to have him decide to take a gap year. And now in April, he decided what I'd really like to do is go to art school. Even though he had already deferred at another very fine university. So starting the process all over again. And the good news is that the first week in August, he got his acceptance letter to a very good art school here. It happens to be very close to our house, but it
close
is
to your living room couch, as I understand.
Yes, but it is a world recognized school, the Art Center College of Design in Pasadena, and he will be a photography major there. And we went to the parent orientation last week. He had orientation, and he starts classes any minute now, Julie.
You, hallelujah, Leon.
You are here when my son goes to college, people. Art Center does an incredible job in the field of design. They have world famous transportation design departments, product design, graphic design, photography, film. They have new departments like entertainment design, interactive design, environmental design. It is an art school, first and foremost. They have, you know, some of the best teachers in the world. They're usually practicing professionals at what they do, and some fantastic students from all over the world. The only thing they don't seem to have are dorms. So, dorms.
Hence the couch reference.
Yes.
He's still on the couch, isn't he, Leanne?
He's still here. Okay. But
well,
from
it's a journey, Leanne, one step at a time. There.
Yes. Yeah. From what we learned at parent orientation, he will be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even though theoretically he will be living here, I don't actually think he will be here very much. And I have to tell you, Julie, even though Art Center is here in Pasadena, and I've actually worked with, over the course of my career, many Art Center professionals in advertising and photographers and film, graphic design, product design, almost when I worked at Nike, almost everyone in the design department came from Art Center. I worked, my first job in the world was working for a small ad agency in New York. The creative director there was an Art Center guy. All the creatives he hired were Art Center people. So I'm well aware of Art Center for many years. I'd never actually really been to the campus, you know? It's sort of separated from Pasadena. We'd never taken a tour when he came up with this idea to go to art school. I said, oh, God, you're just going to have to figure it out yourself because I'm too tired.
Lee, and I think you're really a role model for a lot of parents because I think all the rules about going to college or not going to college or what kind of college or where have all changed. And you and your son have really, you're a role model to many parents out there. I think that's your journey that that you're on and continue to be on is really remarkable. Right.
Well, it was struck me that like art school is very different than school. Like his college experience is going to be 100% different than mine. First of all, like in the bookstore, Julie, there are no books because they said most of the classes don't have textbooks, you know, and so they just, their classes are like 4 hours long because they go in and whatever their specialty is, they do the work in class. It's like one class a day for 4 hours. You know, that's just wildly different. They said they have to come up with creative solutions in every single class all the time. And they made the big distinction that, you know, when you go to a liberal arts school, you participate in class discussions, but the work you turn in is just really between you and your professor. Whereas if you're at art school, it's all about public critiquing. You know, your work is on display from the second you walk in the door. And that's just a very different learning process than I'm writing a paper, I'm crossing my fingers, I'm hoping I get a good grade. It's very different. So he's in for an exciting 4 years, I think. I think the first 2 years will be very difficult. They all said that those are your core courses. And the head of the school made the point that their job is to teach these children, these students, because many of them are older and have been to other schools. Brooks is on the young side, to master a skill, you know, and once they master a specific skill, then they can take that and enjoy creative freedom. But the first thing they have to do is learn what to do. So I'm all for that.
Leon, it sounds like you're so enthusiastic about this that you might enroll as well. You might, in fact, be the first mother-son combo at the Art Center. What do you think?
No, because here's the thing, Julie. You know me. I have zero visual art skills. None. I couldn't do any single thing at that school.
Yeah, and you'd be really bad at it, Leon.
That was the other thing that really kind of struck me was like, you know, if he was going to a liberal arts school, yeah, I would want to go and take English classes and philosophy classes and history classes again. But I don't know jack about art. I can't do art. You know, that has always been sort of the gulf between Brooks and I. Like, I don't understand why he doesn't enjoy reading and writing. And it's a mystery to me. But the good news is there won't be a lot of that at art school, but there will be a lot of other things that he finds wildly interesting. You know, he loves that hands-on physical aspect of creating something. It's just very different. So I am looking forward to the next couple of years. I think it's going to be really exciting for him. And I'm looking forward to not talking about college now. And he will eventually move out. It is not our goal nor his to live with us in perpetuity. He has a friend here. They're going to start figuring out what they're doing. So he'll probably move out by second semester, which is good. That's fine. That's fine.
Leon, I think you should take a gap year from any college activities. I just stay away from college fairs, college applications, college campuses. Okay.
It's hard with a junior in high school as well, but yeah, we're going to try.
I don't even want to say that.
We are going to try. So it's exciting though. He's launched, you know, unlike other parents, we did not have to go to Target 12 times. All those pictures of dorm rooms and stuff. We didn't have to do that. The first day of school, I was like, do you need a backpack or anything? No. Okay, fine. Good luck. have fun at college. It's very exciting, though. Very exciting for him. So, yes, there were some excellent milestones in August and September for both our families. All right. You know, the other big story in the news, which did start in the misery of August and has now rolled into September, is Ray Rice. You know, he's a football player for the Baltimore Ravens. He had battered his then fiance, now wife. It was caught on tape in a hotel elevator. Well, the aftermath was caught on tape at first in a hotel elevator. The NFL suspended him for 2 games. There was an uproar that that wasn't enough of a serious punishment for domestic violence, which is a serious crime. And so then the NFL suspended him for 6 games. And then yesterday, a tape surfaced thanks to TMZ, the whole tape of what happened in that elevator. And the NFL has suspended him indefinitely, and he's lost his job at the Baltimore Ravens. And now there's much outrage, and there are many questions about how is it possible that the NFL didn't get this tape originally? You know, how could they possibly have seen this and only suspended him 2 games and then only suspended him 6 games? And many other questions, like how could you marry someone who did this to you, then fiance and marry him? And what about the players union? Are they going to step in? Julie, all I can say is this, you know, as someone who's sort of been a unwilling student of the NFL for many years, you know, I'm not a fan of the NFL.
Really?
Because,
oh, okay.
You know, it has nothing to do with football. Like, that's a fine game. But the NFL itself to me is like 20 guys, the owners, and all they care about are making money for themselves. Like, it to me, you know, they have closed ranks so many times on so many issues. And in a totally periphery incident, you know, here in Pasadena, I know I've said it a million times, but it does affect our daily lives. I live next to the Rose Bowl. You know, we are without an NFL team in Los Angeles and have been for many years. So for maybe a dozen years, there has been intermittent talk of the NFL coming to the Rose Bowl and bringing the team to LA and what Pasadena would need to do to attract the team. And having followed it in a daily way in the newspapers, you can just see how manipulative the NFL is. Like, they do want municipalities to pay for all the changes, to put up all the money, to right. do everything. Like, I don't understand that. And so then I see other decisions, like the way they just denied the concussions. And then, oh, all of a sudden, oh, okay, I guess you're right. We're totally guilty. Okay. So this to me is just par for the course. It was not good business to, you know, get rid of Ray Rice, who won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. And, you know, they just kept their fingers crossed that no one would see the whole tape. And now that it has, like, I don't know why domestic violence was 2-game suspension. But, oh, wait, now that we've actually seen him batter his, you know, now wife.
Really, like, punches. You have to look at the tape, but it's so difficult to watch because he just a big left hook, and he knocks her out.
Yeah.
He could have killed her. And the idea that the NFL didn't, or the Ravens didn't know that there was more to this tape, I don't believe it, Leanne.
No.
I don't believe
it's
that
It's the
at all.
NFL. They are all powerful, literally. Do you think they couldn't have gotten the hotel security? I mean, I've heard experts say their entire, like, security team is all, like, ex-police officers and ex-CIA agents. Like,
right. So they
had that tape.
And it was in a casino, so you know right. there was video of the inside of the elevator.
Yeah.
If anything, we know that from the whole Beyonce,
right.
Solange, Jay-Z thing, that they have video cameras going on in elevators. So no, that is awful. And it's, you know, it's awful that they are, like, you know, this plausible deniability that they are saying, oh, we didn't know about this. Well, this is really, you're right, this is really bad. No, it is, you know, I agree with you, Leanne. It's
just
outrageous.
A really, yeah.
It should be a major story.
Right.
The NFL should be punished as well.
The players union closes
and
ranks,
the player,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
And all those, you know, I join this with, I know this seems ridiculous to join, you know, wife beating and cheerleading, but to some degree, it's like the same treatment of women that a number of teams do not even pay their cheerleaders anything, Leon. You know, that seems wrong. I mean, they're making multi-million dollars every game, and they can't even give their cheerleaders, like, minimum wage or something like that. I don't understand that.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what
you know,
we
so
saw.
It is a total disrespect of women. Yeah.
That's what we saw with the whole process here in Pasadena. Like, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. Oh, they were like playing on our emotions. And I was like, oh, never mind. We're going to go to this other city. They just, again, it is all about the bottom line for them. So if it is not good business, they will not do it. So they make this giant deal in October with the pink pom-poms and the pink sneakers about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, they have legions of female fans. But when it comes to actually sort of caring about the issues that matter in the community, an issue, Julie, where they could be hugely influential if they took a leadership role, hugely influential. They just don't care. So I am saddened by this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rightly. And I don't really, I can't comment on Ray Price's wife, you know, why she decided to marry him, what her motivation is. I don't know. All I know is there's a number of excellent battered women organizations and she should talk with them. That's what I think.
Right. That is a psychological condition. Yeah. I can't get there to understand that, but I know that it's real. So, I hope that she gets the care and support she needs, even if now she feels like she doesn't. That is not right.
That is
not right. We are going to switch gears here now. We'd like to thank you for hanging in with us. We are having a lot of technical issues on Skype. So continue to hang in. We're going to put together a whole show for you, but hopefully this won't happen again next week. We are going to go to Sister Satsnatch now. That is going to be our weekly review of the Outlander TV series. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll be back with that. Thanks. We're back. We're the Satellite Sisters. We're going to wrap up this episode of Satellite Sisters with what will be a weekly review of the Starz TV series Outlander. Now, I know some of you haven't seen it, but I can't help you there. So I know a lot of you have read the book and listened to the audiobook. And so we are going to move forward. We were going to call this Outlandish, which I thought was funny, Julie, but
Very
we got
cute.
A good suggestion on the Facebook page for Sister Satsnatch, which, of course, as we all know now as Outlander fans, is the Scottish word for Outlander, person who doesn't live here. So we're going to go forward with Sister Satsnatch. We're about 4 or 5 episodes in. And Julie, I know you didn't read the books, but I read the books, 23 years ago or whatever, when they first came out. I spent most of my 20s living vicariously through Claire, time-traveling English nurse who goes back to Scotland, the Highlands, in like 1735 or so. And I have to tell you, I am loving this series. It is so true to the books. I think it's so well paced. I think it's so beautifully shot. And I think there are so many steamy looks between Claire and Jamie. I am going to enjoy the next 16 weeks of this series. How about you? You've not read the books. What do you think?
I didn't know what I was getting myself into, Leanne. And, just in general, when it comes to entertainment, there are a couple of two-word combos that if I hear them as descriptors, like, I'm out. I don't want any part of them. So science fiction, I hate. Nicolas Cage, time travel, all of this. So when I heard there was time travel involved with this nurse, I was really skeptical. But again, I didn't know what it meant. So I started episode one. It comes out in the evening, and somehow I must have fallen asleep in that first episode. And lo and behold, I woke up, and it was 1743, Liam. I just like, wait a minute, what happened to this show? Where did it go? But now I love it, Leanne. Yes, I mean, it is very dramatic. I really only care about, I think, two characters, Claire and Jamie. Not so much the husband, Frank Randall. And all the other characters, they look a little dirty and cold to me, Leanne.
Yes.
And I see them as just sort of set design for this really burning romance between Claire and Jamie.
Here's the thing, though, Julie. You have to admit, Dougal, all right, the elder uncle, he's got a touch of Sean Connery, doesn't he? I mean, come on.
All right, Leon. Okay. Yes.
I did not think I would be enjoying Dougal and his Tam O'Shanter quite so much. I am considering getting Beric a Tam O'Shanter for Christmas. Right, guys, I don't know. Dougal, maybe that's just me getting older, you know? Like, well, yeah, Jamie's really cute, but Dougal and the Tam O'Shanter, come on.
Okay. I know. There's a lot of, yeah, it's, you know, you cannot have enough kilts in this series, Lee. And I love it. And I love it how the men kind of bunch their kilts on their butts. I mean, that, I don't, it's,
yeah, it's
really
like
good.
A kilt sorry. You know, it's like a kilt,
a bustle,
a pareo.
I don't know what it's going on. I don't know what's going on, but it's working. So I like that. And of course, Claire's neck warmer.
Holy cow.
I predict that is going to be a huge fashion trend. And we should take up knitting or something. I know I've seen it on our Facebook page that there is a link about how you can knit one of those neck things she has on. But that is very good looking.
It's incredibly good looking. I mean, this week she was wearing like a poncho like item, which was spectacular as she journeyed across the highlands, you know, collecting rent and, you know, gathering herbs and working the wool with her bare hands. And I thought that was spectacular, whatever that poncho was. I just love that they're not rushing the romance, because it would be easy to rush the romance, you know. But I'm warning you, Julie, when the romance gets heated up, it gets heated up. So you will be rewarded. There will be payoff, my friend. So stick with me.
Does that mean she's never going to go back to that cold fish of a Oxford professor of her husband?
Yeah, you have to see how that plays out. I don't want to give it away. You know, and remember, there are 11 books. So we're only going through one this season. I will say this, though. I am concerned for Claire because she never seems to eat or drink. Have you noticed?
Woo! Okay.
Have you noticed that? She has no, like, every time they offer her food, like a half a cooked rabbit, she declines it or throws it away.
She is a little thin.
Yeah.
She's a little thin and pale, Leon. Yes.
Yeah. And she's, you know, she takes like two sips of their liquor and she's like on her face. You know, she seems to be kind of a lightweight with alcohol and she gnaws on a lot of biscuits. What is that? Seems to be the only thing she's eating. But I just am really enjoying it. I think it's beautifully shot. I think I love the scenes of like rural Scotland and what life was allegedly like. And life was apparently just very muddy, very, very muddy.
Yes, it was cold. That's what I mean. Everyone looks cold and dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, just so it's kind of rough there, but they do have fun, Lee, in that field hockey game, that shinty, whatever they call that thing. It reminded me a lot of our big match against Greenwich High School. They played field hockey exactly like how like the group in Outland.
And I did like how they all gather and the singing and the candles and the mead is flowing. I just think it's very enjoyable. But seriously, those two leads get a lot of drama out of some pregnant pauses and some stares. So I'm looking forward to when they get down to business. I got to tell you, it's going to be good.
Okay, Leon. So there's going to be some bodice ripping and some kilt snapping going on.
Holy cow. I will say for the listeners in the Satellite Sisterhood that have already expressed that they have to turn on the closed captioning to watch certain TV shows, they must need closed captioning and interpretation for this one. Because sometimes you do have to re-listen to scenes because those Scottish accents are tough. And then you realize, I'm not even sure if they're speaking in English or Gaelic. So, you know, you're in trouble. That's it for Satellite Sisters today. I'm Leanne Dolan. My sister Julie Dolan appears to have stepped through the stones. She has disappeared, much like our time traveling nurse Claire. We were just having a boatload of issues with Skype today. Could it be the harvest moon? Could it be fairies? I don't know what it is, but let's hope it doesn't show up again this weekend on Satellite Sisters. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for supporting the show. We always appreciate it. Another shout out to Audible. We want to thank them for being part of the Satellite Sisters family. Audiblepodcast.com/sisters. If you're not watching the show because you don't have stars, check out the audiobook. That's a good idea. It's supposed to be very good. That's what people have said. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on Satellite Sisters today. And don't forget, call your satellite sister.